Radio 247.
Beloved, this is the Hour One Nugget, and welcome. And we're looking at 1 Peter, the third chapter, and verse 8. And we're doing a four-part series on verse 8. We've looked at 1 Peter from the very beginning, verse by verse by verse by verse, and we end up here at this moment. And this is powerful, this verse. This is why I want to spend some time on it. It says this: finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. All of you should be of one mind, says Peter. Now, the way my mind is, the way my heart is, all I long for in the church, beloved, is heart unity. I know I keep on and on and on about heart unity. But if we have a unified heart, if we're together in heart, then all of these things wouldn't need to be preached about. We wouldn't need to talk about them. Yesterday on the program, I looked at sympathizing with each other. Today, if you want a title for this particular part, it's love one another. Love one another. She's one of Jesus's greatest commands to you and I. And notice I say the word command because it wasn't him asking. Listen, guys, can you do me a favor? Would you mind if you were to love each other? That would be really, really great if you could. No. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. Love one another as I have loved you. I've often said this, you know. When we look at the church today and we look at the turmoil that we find a lot of times, oftentimes we find complete turmoil within the church because people are arguing about doctrine. People are arguing about different aspects of the church. Jesus' command was this: love one another as I have loved you. Right there is a huge job to do. How are we going to love one another as Christ loves us? How can we do that? Well, we can only do it with the help of the Holy Spirit, beloved. That's the only way we can do it, with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the help of our Heavenly Father. We are commanded in Jesus' name to love one another as I have loved you. And Jesus goes on to say, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, there's an issue right there, because if you don't love yourself, beloved, how can you love your neighbor? If you don't love yourself, in other words, if you hate yourself, if you do not like who you are, then you're not going to like your neighbor. You have to love yourself. And how can you do that? Well, you need to say to the Lord God Almighty, show me, Lord, show me, Father, what is good in me. Father, I don't have the capacity to be able to love the way you are asking me to love. And therefore, Lord, I need your help now and always. But I believe, beloved, it comes from one area only. It comes from your desire. What is your desire? Is your desire to love one another as Christ loved you first? If your desire is not there, then I don't believe it's going to happen. It's not going to be like a flash of lightning and suddenly there you are doing that. I believe it has to be your heart's desire for you to love one another, for you to love your brothers and sisters. If there is someone in your church, in your community, that you know regularly, and you know that you've got a problem with that person, I quite often like to look at this as easy love and difficult love. Some people are really difficult to love. Some people, it's really hard work. Really hard work. But I want you to think about that person that annoys you profusely, who professes Christ as a living Saviour. I want you to think about that person specifically right now. Right at this very moment while I'm talking to you. Think about that person and imagine that that person comes to your front door and knocks on your door. Or rings your bell, whatever it is. And you open the door and you're faced with that person. And they just say to you, I've got nowhere to go. I'm lost. I don't have a home any longer. I'm alone. I'm hungry. I've got no money. Please help me. What would your initial reaction be to that? Would your initial reaction be, oh, no, heavens. What am I going to do now? How can I get rid of them? Or will your initial reaction be, of course, come in. Come in. Let's see what we can do. What would your reaction be? You see, that person is your sister or your brother in Christ. And either, beloved, they are your sister or brother in Christ, or they're not. And if they're not, why aren't they? Do you see where I'm going with this? Peter is saying, love each other as brothers and sisters. I know how I feel toward my brothers. I know how I feel or felt toward my sister. My sister's gone to be with the Lord now. But I know how I felt about my sister. Do I feel that same way toward those in my community, towards those in my church? Do I love them the way I should? Are there people that are really, really annoying and very difficult to love? Yes, of course there are. So how do we battle through that? Well, it comes from a point of desire, as I've said. And I want to ask you this question. Do you want this desire in your heart, number one? Number two, if you already have that desire in your heart, do you want that desire intensified so that you can bring that about? Is that what you want? Because if it is, I want to pray now, in Jesus' name, for that very thing to happen in your life today, right now, as we're speaking. So what I want you to do is I want you to pray along with me right now. Just say these words. Heavenly Father, I come before you now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I ask you to forgive me for all the sin in my life. Father God, wash me clean now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, my desire is to love one another as brothers and sisters. My desire is to love those in my community who trust in your name as brothers and sisters. Lord God, I pray now in Jesus' name for you to intensify that desire. And I ask you, Lord, to fill me full of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. On our next program, we're going to be looking at being tender-hearted. That comes this coming Monday. But we want to continue now in worship, in spirit and in truth. And we're going to worship God for what he is doing in our life, because, beloved, he doesn't stop working. He's doing it all the time. This is Paul Baloche, and Look Upon the Lord.